The Packers earned another convincing win, this time 27-18 over the Commanders at Lambeau Field. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Jordan Love throwing for 292 yards and a pair of touchdowns to Tucker Kraft and Romeo Doubs. Kraft with a career day, 6 catches, 124 yards and a score. Quarterback Jordan Love.
That's who Tuck is every day. You know, he comes in and puts that work in, and, you know, in practice every day, he's making those big-time plays, and he's very consistent right now. So I don't think it's a secret for him to go out there and, you know, ball like he does. First time having 100 yards, which is pretty cool for him. But, I mean, he just goes out there and takes the work from practice into the games and is consistent with what he does.
Another solid defensive outing for the Packers, who held the Commanders to 51 yards rushing. Jaden Daniels also completing just 24 of 42 for 200 yards. Nothing came easy. Packers will play their first road game of the season a week from Sunday at Cleveland. Packers wideout Jaden Reed suffered a broken collarbone in last night's win. He'll be placed on the injured reserve. Coach Matt LaFleur said Reed will miss considerable time, but does not expect him to be out for the entire season. The Packers honored Hall of Fame wide receiver Sterling Sharp at halftime of last night's game, Sharp becoming the 29th Packer to be inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He says it's nice to be honored, but he said it didn't need to go that way because he doesn't need his ego stroked.
I did everything I wanted to do, which was play. The Hall of Fame did me a tremendous service by those people being in a room, and however that process works out, for me to be wearing this gold jacket, I couldn't thank the Hall of Fame enough. But I didn't need that. Coming back here, getting this ring, the K Jewelers people did a great job. I don't know what I'm going to do with it. Could be used as a spare tire, probably. But I didn't need that. I wanted to play. I did that.
Badger quarterback Billy Edwards will miss Saturday's matchup against Alabama. Danny O'Neill expected to make his second straight start. Brewers send Quinn Priester to the mound tonight as they kick off a 3-game series against the St. Louis Cardinals. Priester 12-2 with a 3.25 earned run average. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.